What a pretty little plaything last night's storm has tossed up onto my beach. Easy, Poppet. The ocean spared you. I fear your shipmates were not as fortunate. The waters here, the very rocks themselves, are hungry. Everything here is hungry. I'm surprised you survived your little ship breaking up. Oh, you were swept overboard, weren't you? You were clever. Stripping down to your silks and stockings probably saved your life. The weight of your heavy clothes and stiff, sensible shoes would have pulled you down to your doom. And how lucky you found this piece of wreckage to cling to. It carried you through the gale and brought you halfway across the sands. Right to me. Sit up slowly. Get your bearings. Yes, it does look peaceful now, doesn't it? My beach is always beautiful after a storm. The sky scrubbed clean. The sand smooth and damp and sparkling in the sun. The surf booming like the slow, satiated heartbeat of the world. Me? Oh, I live close by. The sea and I are old friends. Desolation suits us both. And the sea provides for me. Driftwood for my fire. Shells and feathers to adorn myself. And now it has gifted me a pretty little poppet to play with. And you are so very pretty, aren't you? All silky and white and pure in your underthings. Your hair a wild tangle. Your skin sugared by the sand. Oh, you blush? I always forget how you people today deny yourselves. How you wrap your forms tight in clothes and endless layers of linen. Like too much butcher's paper wound around a fine joint of meat. How is my cloak any different? My cloak is all feathers, my poppet. Bright as a sunrise. Light as air. And underneath? Why? Behold, I am completely bare. Don't look so shocked. Am I not beautiful? My skin pale as sea foam, my eyes green as the deeps, my teeth sharp as heartbreak. Oh, you scamper back so quick. But where do you think you'll go, There's nothing here but surf. And the sand, of course. You're caught, Poppet. Caught between the sea and a siren. Allow me unfurl this cloak, my glorious wings, so you can revel in my flawless shape. My song may drive sailors onto the rocks, but it is this form that drives them to lust and madness. And then I use these teeth to turn their red passion to red, dripping meat. Oh, so brave! Yes, snatch up that broken spar of wood. Swing! Yes, swing again. Oh, so close. You'll never land a blow. Warriors and wizards down through the ages have sought to destroy me. Their bones rest in mounds at the mouth of my lair. I salt the sea with their teeth to keep the waves hungry. Everything here is hungry, remember? But they came with spears and swords and spells. They came protected by armor and arcane words. Their ears stopped with wax, as though silencing a woman's voice could render her powerless. They came with their minds drunk on fantasies of breaking me. They promised to give no quarter and deserved none in return. But you... Oh, perhaps it's just desperation that makes you fight. But you, my poor stocking-footed darling, seem braver by half. Perhaps you deserve a chance, So, let's play a game, Do you see those rocks there? Those down the beach, rising out of the sand. If you can reach them, I'll grant you safe passage to the Imperial Road. It's a half day's walk over the dunes. I'll even give you a head start. As a predator, I do love the chase. Can you outrace my wings? Ready? Run. Oh, so quick. 5, 4, 3. Oh, you're halfway. Run. 2, 1. Here I come, Poppet. Oh! Two beats of my wings and I'm above you. Oh, no, keep going. You're close to the rocks. Why do you suddenly falter? Is it despair that saps your speed? No? Then what? What slows you? Is it? The sand? Oh, it's turned wet. The hard pack becoming soft, thick and honey-like. Oh, how it grips your feet, sucking at them like some giant leech. I did warn you, didn't I? Everything here is hungry. These quicksands you've run into, perhaps... most of all. Oh, yes, quicksands. Look how the beach quivers with your every step. No, don't stop. You've gone too far to turn back now. The rocks are your only salvation. I didn't lie about that. If you stop, the sands will ooze over your feet and hold you fast like glue. So keep going. Yes, struggle. Pull that one foot loose, even as the other sinks deeper. Take a step. Take a step, another. Now hurry, wrench the other loose. Ooh, the sand is so sticky, isn't it? Take another step, quickly, before your first foot is caught. You've blundered into a trap, Poppet. You have to keep moving. Pry that foot free and step. Step, the rocks are almost in reach. Almost. You can do it, I believe in you. Are those tears? Oh, darling, save them. You can water the rocks when you reach them. If you reach them. Your struggles have churned up the sands, making them even softer. Like gum. Like paste. With every step, you ooze in deeper. Oh, it's over your ankles now. The sand is so loose when you press a foot down upon it. But syrupy thick when you try to pull free. You are just steps away from the rocks. Oh, just a little further. Pull, pull. Yes, do. No? Oh, I'll try the other foot. Hurry, yank it loose. You can't? You're stuck. Oh, stuck. Stuck and helpless. Sinking deeper in pudding soft sand. Oh, don't struggle now. You'll only... There, you see. You'll just sink faster. Oozing in up to your shins now. If you stay still, perfectly still, we'll have a little time to play. Look at me, Poppet, as I perch here atop your rocks. My wings folded back like an angel in a painting, but my body sculpted by demons. Am I the last thing you'll see? Oh, you struggle more at the thought and sink to your knees. Steady, Poppet. I see you shifting from side to side, searching for a bottom, but there's nothing beneath those feet but more wet, gripping sand. It's hard not to squirm, isn't it? The shift and suck of the muck. The way it melts beneath your feet even as it presses tight against your thighs now makes the need to escape overwhelming, instinctual. Horrifying, isn't it? What if I came down the rocks like this to the edge of the sand and stretched out my hand? Would you take it? Would you let me rescue you? You must decide quickly, my dear. You've sunk to your hips, and every inch the sand takes will make it harder for even me to free you. Do you want my help, Poppet? All you need do is ask. But be warned, a life saved is a life owned. If I drag you from that trap, you're mine. Mine to tempt and tease as I please. My pet, my toy, mine. Oh. You're sinking faster now. Over your waist, up your belly. I fear the sand heard my offer and wants you for itself. It may already be too late. Yes, this is how we demons play. The gods pit you humans against one another. We pit humans against their own wants. You're trapped between a devil and a deep blue need. So hurry. Make your choice. What's it to be? Will you give yourself to the sand or to the siren? Save you? Are you certain? You give yourself freely to me, then? Excellent. Now let me launch myself from these rocks. My wings will hold me above you. Grab my legs. Good. Good. Now grip tight. I'm going to try to fly you free of that that sand. Ooh, such a sticky grip. But yes. Yes, here you come. Up. Up. Twist your hips free now. Good. Now kick. Kick your feet loose. That's it. Ah. Ah. Let me carry you to the top of the rocks. Yes, they are surrounded by the sands. An island in a sea of softness. No escape, my dear. But there is a little cave there where you can shelter, and a hollow full of rainwater from last night's storm. I'll bring you food and fire, and shells and feathers to adorn yourself. In time, you'll learn to appreciate the beauty of desolation as I do. But that's for later. My poppet. My pet. Take me in your arms. I can feel your heart still pounding. Is it fear? Or desire? A near brush with death makes us ravenous for life. I did warn you. Everything here